Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Today is Friday, September 26th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Amid concerns of a federal funding cancellation, bi-state development leaders are prepared to vote on pivoting the Green Line light rail expansion to buses instead.
Adolphus Pruitt, president of the St. Louis City NAACP, is upset to see the city and bi-state development abandon the proposed light rail connecting North and South City. He tells KMOX a rapid bus service shouldn't require the taxes approved for the Metrolink expansion.
Improving ridership efficiency along the route where Metrolink was going to go via standard buses and stuff, I think they can do that without the use of our funds.
Mayor Kara Spencer campaigned on pausing the project and reassessing its chances of receiving federal grants. She says in a statement to KMOX, the price tag over $1 billion for less than 6 miles and 10 stations puts the project out of reach. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Anger over a proposed data center in St. Charles has led to an effort to recall the city's mayor, Dan Borgmeyer. A group of citizens has filed the paperwork with the city clerk's office. The petition cites examples of malfeasance. Borgmeyer told our partners at Fox 2.
There's a lot of misconceptions in it. There's a lot of misinformation in it. And some of it is just downright not true.
Olivia Cross told the Post-Dispatch the data center is just one of many issues they're concerned about. The group will need to collect more than 11,000 signatures of registered voters by January to force a special election. Sections of a vacant two-story building collapsed in North St. Louis overnight. The city fire department reports it happened in the 3000 block of North Taylor. Crews arrived to find heavy smoke in the basement and flames threatening some nearby buildings, but there were no injuries. The new NGA West officially opens with a big ceremony in North St. Louis later this morning. Spokesman David Berzek tells KMOX the proliferation of data in the modern world calls for more collaboration.
It's going to require tools and tradecraft, new technologies, new techniques, as well as the skilled workforce to apply them. And that's really what guided us in how we designed and built this facility.
Berzek says the new workspaces will enable better collaboration with researchers, schools, and industry. The NGA's role is to provide geospatial intelligence to aid the military, national security, and first responders. After searching for nearly a year, Greater St. Louis Inc. has picked a new CEO. The city's economic development group named Ron Kitchens as the new first in charge. He comes from Wichita Falls, Texas, where he ran their Chamber of Commerce for 3 years, bringing the three largest private investments in the city's history. Kitchens is originally from Ozark, Missouri, while his wife Lynn is a St. Louis native. He starts the job in November. More major projects underway at Tower Grove Park. Mayor Spencer, David Kemper of the William T. Kemper Foundation, and Park Executive Director Bill Reininger were among participants in Thursday's groundbreaking of a new event support building.
It will serve as a trailhead for the highly anticipated Tower Grove Connector, linking our beloved and diverse St. Louis neighborhoods. It will offer concessions, rest area, accessible restrooms, flexible space for gathering and events, a true gateway to community life.
A new Victorian garden will add event space for weddings at the Piper Palm House, and four of the Victorian pavilions are being restored, thanks in part to a $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Big changes on the way for Manchester Road in Brentwood.
A judge gives the city the green light to move ahead with its $700 million redevelopment plan after a legal challenge from residents was dismissed. Those neighbors argued that their homes were not blighted and they worried about the potential use of eminent domain to take their property. But the court upheld the city's finding that the 48-acre area is blighted. In a statement, Brentwood officials say the redevelopment is vital for the city's long-term growth and add, quote, "We are encouraged that the court recognize the city's compliance with proper procedures as we continue work on this important redevelopment project." Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The Business Desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Midwest Bank Center continues donating property and former bank branches to nonprofit groups. This time, a 22,000 square foot building on South Grand. Christian Friends of New Americans recently moved in. According to the Business Journal, the nonprofit offers services to immigrants and refugees. The bank branch closed earlier this year. Midwest Bank Center Chairman and CEO Orvin Kimbrough says instead of just selling the properties, they believe in creating opportunities that help neighborhoods thrive. Another former branch on Merrimack in Dutchtown is now a micro-business incubator.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.